9:16 p.m. Oh no, wait, don't you worry. It's only 19:30 UTC. Hello. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, whether you like it or not. And what are we doing today? Oh, you don't want to know. I've had to look for some clothes. Not actually going out for clothes shopping, but trying to find some clothes in my house that I already own to wear. And, well, that's not going so good. So much so that I don't want to do it anymore. So what are we going to do instead? I have no idea. I'm sure I'll think of something eventually. Oh! Wait, what's that sound? You know what that sound means. That sound means that we have to go outside. So, here we are. Let's get out of the car and see what's up here at Heron Haven today. Where did the sun go? I thought it was sunny. It's not too freezing cold. It's about, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Maybe a little bit warmer. I just realized that I forgot my camera. But then again, I'm not really expecting to see much of anything. Oh, I got some footprints here though, in the snow. These are Mati footprints. And these are Mati footprints leading up to the back of the building. That means there's Matis running around eating food. Eating bird food. I wonder if I could track these back to where they came from. Now here's some more footprints. These are older. They look like, I was going to say, they kind of look like possum, but no, I think those are Mati but melted footprints. So what are we tracking today? Did I just see something move over there in the forest? No. There's a lot of human footprints here today. There's also two cars today here. So I don't know if we've got people out walking around or if there's just some people in the building. I'm looking up at the bocage. I don't see much of anything going on up here. I heard a bird. Oh, I thought it was sunny. Why did I think it was sunny? I guess it was kind of sunny when I woke up, but that was over an hour ago, and now it's overcast and gray. There are all kinds of weird tracks in the snow in the dragonfly pond. I'm guessing those are raccoon tracks, and there's some other weird ones. I don't know what they are. Older, oh, it might be rabbit. Old rabbit tracks, that makes sense. Because they're a little bit melted and they're very ill-defined and I can't tell what it is, and that can only mean a couple different things, but I can tell by the pattern that that is in fact a rabbit. What else we got? Oh, here's some fresh squirrel tracks. That's good, so we know all our squirrel buddies are active today. I don't see any squirrels right now. I don't see anything right now. Where's all the dudes? I'm looking for dudes. Yeah, this is obviously kind of a stupid mistake. Being as for some reason I thought it was sunny and 40 degrees, I thought, no, here's a squirrel. I thought, maybe marmots will be out sunning themselves. Yeah, probably wishful thinking. And a squirrel's on a branch. He's looking at me going, who are you talking to? Hi, squirrely. Hello. I see your fluffy tail. That squirrel has a fluffy butt. All right, so everything is just sort of brown. Brown and, well, I don't want to say dead, but dormant. Oh, now here's some definite possum tracks. Where's this possum going? Okay, I'm walking through the cut, and there's a lot of animal tracks on this path, plus some human tracks. There's multiple I heard a sound. It was just those, that squirrel being chased by another squirrel. We've got raccoon tracks and we've got possum tracks leading out from the, wow, I wish I would have brought my camera because here's some perfect examples of raccoon tracks. This is a good tracking day. Let's see, let's go out here, see if we can see what's out here. I'm walking through the cut. I'm about to step into the Mulhall's property here. I'm looking around. I don't see any dudes walking around other than myself. I can hear something though. I think I can hear a hawk. I'm looking in that direction. I do not see a hawk. All right, well, back to business. Turning around here. And I guess we're gonna go out on the boardwalk. These raccoon tracks are pretty fresh. And these possum tracks with its bulbous fingers, these are pretty fresh. These could have been made early this morning or possibly last night. We got something else here. No, this is the same raccoon. Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Of course, the sun was out this morning, and now that I'm here, it's not out.
I was just making those same comments. What happened to the sun? I could have sworn I saw it earlier. Look at this. We got raccoon and possum tracks.
Oh, good eye.
So I'm out tracking.
Cute.
Yeah, they have...
They're cute little feet, aren't they?
And they have toes. They have bulbous toes.
Bulbous.
And I saw marmot tracks behind the building. Look, here's... Here's the raccoon following the possum tracks.
Cool.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, the marmots are probably under the shed because I feed the birds back there and they come and get all fattened up.
It's free marmot
it's
food.
It's our free food. It's so cute.
The marmot restaurant.
Was it last year? Not 2016. I think it was beginning of 2016. There was like a family of five out there. Very cute.
I remember.
Just want to pick them up.
And give them kisses.
Yeah.
There's some interesting stuff.
Good job. Oh, there's a good one right there. I should take a picture of that. Chris.
Yeah. That's...
Chris, the master naturalist, was doing tracks with the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a pretty good one right there, isn't it? Let me get a little closer. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's a nice indentation, isn't it? Yeah, this one's cute too.
Yeah, you can even see his claws. You can see the
right,
claw marks.
Yeah.
Good tracking day. Except you're probably going to get real muddy. Anything happening out there?
No.
No muskrats or
nothing.
Anything?
I haven't seen anything. There's a gal that comes, her name's Nanette. She's seen the fox, and there was a muskrat swimming. I've just had bad luck this year. This morning I thought, yay, the sun's out. So I was cleaning up my studio and doing all kinds of stuff, took a shower, zoomed out here because we're having a meeting at 1. And I thought, oh good, the sun. As soon as I started driving this way, it's like this. And I went, really?
That's the same thing that happened to me.
Yesterday was the same thing.
I got up and was like, oh, it's sunny. Oh, and it's warm. I'll go out and see if there's anything going on. By the time I got my act together and got out here, now there's nothing happening.
You need some warmer shoes.
I need some warmer everything. I think I'm going to go this way then if there's nothing out on the boardwalk.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's barely anything out in the photo line, but you never know once you get there.
Yeah.
Yesterday the mink was running.
Really?
Yep, saw the mink.
Well, I better be looking for mink tracks then too.
Yeah, he was over, you know, when you're in the photo blind, that alcove to the right, he was over in the alcove. So okay. Like this, you know, the wetland that you come to before you get to, I mean, if you tiptoe in the woods there, you might see
I know they like that area. I see minks there and the foxes are chasing those guys around and everything. So.
Yeah, they like it out in that area. Yeah, one year the mink was running across the ice so fast. I thought, what the heck is that? And then I went, oh my God, it's the mink. And then I got a picture of the mink on our fence. He was checking out the bird feed and stuff. He was like, oh, I wonder what's in here.
Last spring I was following one around and he went up into the mushroom garden and I was trying to get my camera ready and he came running up to me. It was about this far away. I'm like, oh my God. And then he went and jumped on the log. He wasn't that far away. I couldn't get a good picture though because he was moving so fast.
Oh yeah.
They don't stop. They just keep hopping along.
I was like, well, that's the way I was. I saw him in the distance. I thought, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, I thought weasel at first, and
right,
I went,
right.
Oh no, it's a mink. And he was just sliding across the ice, racing, and actually his feet were up off the ice. It was almost like he was flying. And then he went under the water, and then swam under the ice and popped back up. And I was like, now, there's one durable animal.
Yeah, that's a good trick.
I'd like to catch him stealing eggs sometime.
Oh,
you know, that would be a good shot.
That would be the shot to get.
I know.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're having a meeting at 1, so the door will be open if you want to come in.
We'll see what happens.
If you want to warm up.
I want to unmud myself. I'll see you later. Okay, that was, of course, Joy. She works here. She's a volunteer like everybody else. She's a photographer, so she's running around here with her camera looking for stuff. And I run into her, all the time. Kind of surprised that she was here, but no, when I then found out there's going to be a board meeting today. That makes sense. I'm not going to go to the board meeting. I've got weird stuff I got to do today. So as soon as I'm done doing this, gotta get ready to do other stuff. I've got to go to, I don't have a funeral today. I've got to go to a funeral tomorrow. But today is the visitation and all that stuff, so I gotta do that kind of thing. And I'm now at the wall blind. And I can see tracks just about everywhere. There's some tracks going out onto the water. Well, onto the ice, I should say. Are these Mati tracks? These are hard to tell. These are a little old. These look like marmot tracks, a couple of these. There's some obvious raccoon tracks. Sometimes raccoon tracks can look like marmot tracks, especially if they're a little bit old. And if the raccoon has come to a stop, if the raccoon stonks, those tracks can look like marmot tracks if they spread their toes. So I'm walking around Turtle Bay here. There's tracks down there. Something big. Raccoon, maybe fox. I thought I saw some tracks earlier that might have been fox, but I sort of wrote it off. I thought, no, it must be something else, but no. If other people are seeing fox, then those are most likely fox tracks. And that's what I'm looking for right now. Foxes and fox tracks. I'm looking high, I'm looking low. I'm looking for dudes in the snow. Because I've got no other places to go. Because I'm slow. And not very fast anymore. Do-do-do-do-do, walking through the forest in the middle of winter, it's a good time for me. What are these? Oh, these are some old rabbit tracks, okay. So we're slogging through the forest here, and I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond. I'm looking out over there, looking at the edge of the water. Well, it's ice, you know, it's just covered in ice. Looking for minks and foxes. I've seen foxes out on that log. You've seen my pictures of foxes on that log. I'm looking at that log, trying to see if there's anybody over there. I don't see any dudes. It's just all frozen ice.
Ice.
And I got crap all over my shoes. I'm muddy, and that's fun. But I gotta scrape the mud off my shoes later, and that's less fun. Alright, so let's head out to the blind here. I don't hear any crazy geese action. Oh, that's because their little ice shelf and everything has melted. And the ice is about, 80 yards away. So we've got a lot of open water. And, there's a lot of ducks hanging around. We got a pair of mallards in front of Goose Island. There's no geese on Goose Island at all. There's a pair of mallards swimming up to the delta. Hi, mallards. I can hear some mallards quacking a little bit, going whackada, whackada, whackada. There's all of half a dozen geese in the water. And then there's, at least 100, 150, potentially 200 geese just sort of sitting on the ice shelf way out there. So, isn't this fun? I got no dudes. There's two geese just sort of looking for something to eat. Oh, and I see another mallard. I see a male mallard rounding the other side of Goose Island. There's probably a female somewhere. Oh, yep, the female is right up against the... island there. I see something weird over there. What's over there? Is that just a squirrel? Or nothing? Is that just a stick? Just a log? Kind of looks like a dude. But it's not moving. So, no movement, no dude-ment. Dudes are goods. Dudes are very good. Alright, well, there's not much of anything going on out here. I wanted to see some actions, but we're not going to get any actions today. So let's leave the big blind now and we'll, what is this? It's a plastic square. Okay, we'll just leave that there in case somebody's looking for it. And I think I'm going to go up in the loop. So I walk up the little stairs and now I'm heading up the path that loops around, heading uphill. And I'm still looking for tracks, but there's not much snow on the trail here. But I can tell you this is a trail that animals like. Ugh. I think that mallard sees me. I'm above those two mallards that were swimming into the delta and they can see me. And so they panicked. And that's 40 meters away. Honk, 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 quack, quack, quack. All right, here's a little bit of snow. Any tracks? Yeah, they're all old though. This is where we can look down into the ravine that's caused by the little creek that then feeds Herrenhaven. I don't see anything down there in the ravine. I'm looking for deer. I'm looking for foxes. I'm looking for minks. I'm looking for any old dudes to be found. But I see none. So we're just going to keep on moving. Oi. Oi, oi, oi. I'm having a good time though. Here's some little kid footprints. This child isn't more than 7 years old. Whoever was wearing these little kid boots. And what do we have here at the top of the hill? Any action? Any turkeys or anything? I was looking for turkeys on the way over here, but I did not see any. And I can kind of see into a marmot den. I don't see any tracks. There's snow on the edges. There's lots of tracks of various things around here. I'm walking up the hill. Oh, these are... there's raccoon tracks coming down the hill. And these look like marmot tracks. Is there a marmot up here in this den? Let's follow these tracks. I'm tracking animals. Now they get a little weird here, but oh my god, yes. Here is a very high traffic path. Those are marmot tracks, and I do know that there's a marmot den right over there. So, hi Mati, if you can hear me. There's a Mati been coming out of that hole right there. He walks across this little path that he's been using, crosses over this path, and then he goes down into the creek over there to get drinks of water. Oh, wow. Yeah, this would be a great place to set up a trail camera. You could catch this Mati getting his drinks. All right. There's some fresh rabbit tracks, too. All right. So now we know for sure. Yeah, see, here's a couple real nice Mati tracks. Wow. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's a good tracking day. So, I'm trying to get down the hill here. It is a little bit snowy, and where people have walked have compressed the snow, which then turns to ice. It's kind of slippery. I don't feel like falling down today. Not because it would hurt, but because it would make my clothes all dirty. And then I would have to do laundry. Oh, I gotta do laundry anyway, so I don't know what I'm really worried about. I just don't want to get my jacket muddy, because I have to wear it. Yeah, and here's some dig sites, a number of them. Looks like squirrels have been digging around here quite a bit. Dig, 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 dig. Look at all these digs. Dig, dig, dig. Okay, we're back on the path. We're heading back out. And I'm crossing the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. We'll stop here again for just a second. Take a glance around, make sure we're not missing any foxy dudes or minky minkies. Because I like minky dudes too. All dudes are cool. All dudes are good. But no, not really seeing any. I'm looking for tracks off the path too and in the forest. Not seeing much of anything, but then again, it is mighty hard to see anything to begin with. Oh, here's a very obvious path. Very interesting, very interesting. Dunk, 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 goes back in there. Where does it go? It comes from over here somewhere. And then it goes back in there. Wow, this is when I wish I was little, like cat-sized, and then I could go zip, zip, zip under all that brush and follow that path and see where it goes. Unfortunately, I am not cat-sized. I am very much toad-sized, which is a pretty good size. What size is that? Oh, I don't know. I'm about 180 centimeters tall, give or take. And how much do I weigh? Oh, I weigh about 13 stone, maybe even 14 stone. It's winter. This is the time of year where I am my most massive, meaning I have the most mass. Because I've been eating, but I haven't been doing much exercise. That's why my other pair of pants doesn't fit. Because this is the not pants fitting season. I'm merely dreading having to wear those pants today. That's not gonna be good. Plus, I have to wear them tomorrow. Oh, here's some more raccoon tracks. Okay, I guess that makes sense. And now I'm off the snow. Where's my tracks? Yeah, and I don't like these paths. The paths used to be, for lack of a better word, paved. with wood chips. And you can see action in wood chips better than you can see it in this. I don't know what this is, if this is clinker or if this is just sort of some kind of fine limestone aggregate. It's like pea gravel sized, except it's limestone chips. So they're all very sharp. And when it was fresh and new, yeah, you could kind of find some tracks. But now that this has been here for a couple of seasons, it has, you know, settled, gotten worked into the ground, and it sort of has self-cemented. And so it doesn't, you know, make good tracks at all. Unless it's snowy, and then we can see tracks in the snow. And I'm kind of back in a snowy area, and I know there's a marmot den over here, but there's no tracks. Here's some old, could be raccoon or fox. Here's some very obvious fresh raccoon tracks, probably made early this morning or potentially last night. Going back over to there, back into that old marmot den, and here's a trail that I don't think it's been used lately. Too many leaves on top of it. Okay, so we just keep on moving. Keep on moving. More squirrel tracks. Here's where all the fresh squirrel tracks are. Some more raccoon tracks. Some weird tracks I don't recognize. And we're back to the bocage. Looking back there, I don't see much of anything. I see all those old puffball mushrooms from last season. I do love the puffballs. And as I walk around the dragonfly pond here, look down in there, and all those tracks are a number of days old. We're back behind the building and by the shed. There's marmot tracks going under the fence into the back of the building. And there's marmot tracks all over the shed ramp. And there's all kinds of funky little tracks going under the shed. Are those little marmot tracks? Yeah, there could be mottis or something under the shed. Yeah, here's some obvious marmot tracks. So, who knows? Here's some really nice raccoon tracks. Uh-oh, and I think it's raining. Yeah, it has started to rain and or sleet. So, we're getting back to the car at just about the right time. Speaking of cars, there's four more cars here. Some people showing up for the meeting. Open the car door here. Oh, sit down. Knock the crap off my feet. And here we go. I guess this is a perfectly appropriate time for me to say something like, you have been listening to Budget Outdoor Explorations in the Winter. My name's Tobe, and you can catch me every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and see what happens. I doubt we're going outside. But who knows? Dubious Goals Committee is a production of me. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. I'm going home. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the...